ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
I seem to recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name.
But it happened to me a couple of times this weekend. Couldn't find the candle of thought to light something in the word I was looking for, or a person's name. Oh, man. I told you it moved up to my number one on my Pearl Jam list.
This is number one now?
Yeah.
Hey, tune into the show tomorrow to find out what is the new number one in the Mickey Pilot Pearl Jam rankings.
I like it. Hey, my friends at Granger Nissan, speaking of cars on Clemson Boulevard, Granger Nissan, the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a big deal for us. Worth that short drive from wherever you're listening to today to not wherever you're listening today. Dad had Tigers checking in from the 45th parallel. We're way up north, the great north. So it's not worth his drive, but it's worth everybody else's drive. So come by and see the great folks at Granger. And what Granger Nissan is doing still is amazing. And help them. Let them help you. You know, right now, your trade-in's worth a lot. So love for you to think about that. Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Deshaun Watson showing up at Texans camp. We're getting that story a little bit more. The Olympics right now, United States 14 medals, China with 15, United States with 7 golds, China with 6. I'm going to give you an Olympic TV update. Let me do some of that right now, too. And what the TV schedule looks like for today, and we'll do day by day as far as that goes. Just went over a bunch of Clemson cookout news. We have some conference expansion stuff coming up here. Now, as far as Olympics are today, you can, by the way, you can watch them on NBC, NBC Sports Network, the Olympic Channel, CNBC, USA, and the Golf Channel once golf starts, all of that. It's all the NBC-owned stuff. For today being the 26th, Monday the 26th, from, well, already you missed skeet shooting already on CNBC, the men's final in skeet shooting there. And you missed archery, the men's team final on CNBC. Currently, right now, on the Olympic Channel, men's and women's second-round singles and tennis, and singles and doubles. So, second round going on there. As a matter of fact, that just went off on the Olympic Channel. Now, rest of the day, starting at 2 o'clock. Well, I'm watching swimming now on USA. I don't know why that's not on here. At 2 o'clock, well, it's 2 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., women's water polo. I watched women's water polo over the weekend. Man, what a physically grueling sport that is. USA versus China on USA Network. Also, men's synchronized platform final and diving is on USA this morning. Canoe slalom, the finals. That's pretty interesting, actually.
Have you watched that?
Yes.
I watched some of that yesterday. It's awesome.
It really is. Rugby's final qualifying round is on USA Network today. Swimming, the qualifying heats are going on now. We're watching those. And 3-on-3 basketball, all that's till 10:30 this morning. On NBC Sports Network right now is fencing, the men's individual foil and women's individual saber finals. And the beach volleyball qualifying rounds. On Peacock, forgot to mention that, gymnastics men's team finals from 6 to 11 this morning. The triathlon's women's finals on USA coming up now. The beach volleyball qualifying round on CNBC from 8 to 10. CNBC as well, men's water polo, USA versus South Africa. In swimming today from 9:30 to 11 p.m. Actually, those are p.m.s on those beach volleyball and women's water polo. NBC, you got swimming finals tonight. Olympic Channel tonight, tennis. Men's second round singles, Olympic Channel tonight from 10 to 2. You've got the women's second round in tennis. Rugby is on CNBC tonight from 10 to midnight. Men's quarterfinal rounds or qualifying rounds. CNBC tonight you have from 10 to midnight. You have fencing, beach volleyball, men's qualifying rounds from 11 to midnight tonight. Softball, the bronze medal game is on CNBC tonight. And women's basketball, USA versus Nigeria tonight at 12:40. That's on USA. I like this. I like this jam-packed. I like this time of year. They're not, you know, football's not interfering with any of this. It's not interfering with that. And I like I said, just to sit back and watch some canoe slaloming, which I've never watched before, and I'm screaming at TV, come on, Thompson, you can do it. Don't know who Thompson is. Just know they're in the United States and know that we're going to pull for the U.S. athletes. Even if some of you had an issue with a couple of sports out there, and I don't think you're wrong for having those issues with those teams, with those people. 654 Roar, Alex is in Easley. Alex, thanks for hanging on. Friend, I hope you're having a good morning.
Yeah, I'm having a good morning.
Good.
First time, long time, blah, blah, blah. You know, just personally, I'm doing fine, but as a Clemson fan, I'm still troubled. I know that obviously it's probably been discussed ad nauseum, but this whole, you know, SEC Super League that they're, you know, seems like they're coming out with is just really troubling to me, because I don't see a future where Clemson can still compete on equal footing. I'm facing a lot of questions I've never really asked myself as a Clemson fan, even gross questions like, you know, I was at the national championship game in 2018 out all the way in, you know, the middle of nowhere, California. I shouldn't say middle of nowhere, but the middle of California, which already didn't make sense. You know, if we're talking about geographical location, where to have these things, you know, they actually thought that we were a part of some organization. Nobody had any idea in the Bay Area what Clemson was. They didn't understand the Paul. People at a nice restaurant asked us if we were a part of some religious organization or some business. I mean, you know, the culture isn't there. But that's an aside. You know, we chanted ACC at Alabama. And now I'm facing the fact as a Clemson fan, you know, if the SEC invited us to their Super League, you know, if you would have told me 5 years ago, I'd tell them to, you know, to go mess around somewhere else. You know, I don't want any part of that. But now it's like I'm facing that dilemma of, like, would you rather be in it or on the outside looking in? You know, if it's, do we have to grovel to Notre Dame to get out of our TV contract and to renegotiate and possibly be able to get a better deal and put us on equal footing? You know, I was fine with them playing a few games. You know, obviously I'd rather them join. But now it's like we got to grovel. We got to beg. Hey, Notre Dame, we need you. Because if I'm the Big Ten, obviously our contract stipulates that Notre Dame has to join the ACC if they join a contract. But it's a contract, not a law. And if I'm the Big Ten commissioner, I'd say, you know what? If it's $100 million, it's going to make us $200 million down the road. Buy them out of their contract. They're going to join. They're going to join us. And I think that would pretty much put a death nail in the ACC, because that's our really only really big trump card we've got. And I'm just I'm very very concerned. West Virginia would improve our product, but you know, that doesn't move the needle enough to change millions and millions of dollars that they're talking about. And I'd love to hear your thoughts,
Alex. I 10 years ago I was head of the Panic Locomotive. 20 years ago, 12 years, 15 years ago, whatever, whenever we're doing these conference expansions and there was that talk, and there was talk about Clemson maybe getting left out. Man, I was on that train and I was leading that, conducting that train, and there was panic in there. However, what Dabo Swinney has done in building this power, now any of these teams as far as negotiating chips, as far as where teams go, I mean, for instance, the one tweet that one of these sources put out, that the SEC's reached out to Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State, and Michigan. That wouldn't have happened 15 years ago. 15 years ago, there was a chance that Clemson might have get left out, and that didn't happen. So now it won't happen. Now Clemson and Ohio State, who won't be in that super Big 12, I mean, no, SEC, at this point, aren't for sure, like we're hearing about Texas and Oklahoma, maybe. I don't know. I was worried about it then. Clemson has a seat at the table now. Dabo Swinney has got the power and the, you know,
he's got the pull.
He's got the pull now. And so now I'm not as worried about it. And the other thing is, look, Texas and Oklahoma In the lowly Big 12, which they dominate, they've not been a factor in the college football playoffs. So Oklahoma's been a couple times now, but hadn't done anything, hadn't won a game yet. Texas can't win it in the Big 12. So part of me, and I don't know if you heard us last week, we talked about it, there's not a single school that made a move to another conference in the Power Five here in the last 30 years that has increased their productivity on the field by many winning more games, going to more bowl games, finishing higher. So I think these teams are reaching. I think these teams are panicking. Texas and Oklahoma might make more money, but it's going to cost them more money every year, and it's going to cost them to get out of it. And on top of that, Texas has given up all their power. Texas runs the Big 12 right now. They're not going to come and run this. I think it's a panic move, an ego move, and everybody when they make these moves, they're thinking, man, we join this league, this is going to be awesome. We're going to win all these titles, and we're going to do better. It didn't happen to Miami. It didn't happen to Nebraska. It didn't happen to Virginia Tech. It didn't happen to Arkansas. It had to happen anywhere. Nobody has gotten better by changing leagues. So I've come 180-degree turnaround on this. Clemson will be fine no matter what because of Dabo Swinney.
And so, yeah, I listened last week, and I that was actually a really good thought experiment. And it's something I talked to with my dad about it. Because I totally agree. I guess my overall concern, because I feel the same way, you know. I guess my biggest concern is life after Dabo is, you know, if we're, you know, holding the bag and it's like, okay, well now, okay, Dabo's 10 years down the line. We win another national championship or two. Life is great. He rides off into the sunset. You know, he's got his big, beautiful home in Clemson. But now it's like South Carolina is earning triple what we do. Because of their ridiculous TV contract and we're competing for coaches and, you know, they can just outbid us by, you know, God knows what. And it's not anything to do with boosters or success. You know, it's just because they happen to hitch their wagon to the right horse.
And that, I don't think you're wrong about that.
That makes me feel gross.
I don't think you're wrong about that. But the other side of it is without Dabo and now you got to go play Texas and Oklahoma and Alabama and Auburn and LSU and Georgia and Florida, man, you know, you might. Might go get the hell beat out of you by those teams without Dabo. You know, you might be a 3-9.
Yeah, we might
you know,
look like Tommy Bowden again.
Right, but playing, you know, going to a league you can't handle. So look, I got to tell you, if I'm South Carolina, I like the extra money, but I don't like the fact that I'm moving two farther spots down the trough. And if I'm Shane Beamer right now. The idea that my schedule now is going to look like Florida and Georgia and Alabama and Auburn and potentially Texas and Oklahoma and LSU and Texas A&M. I'm like, man, I don't know. I don't want a part of that. It's going to get the hell beat out of me every single week. So, I mean, look, there's give and take in there. And the main thing there is we don't know what's going to happen. But I just know this. If this was 15 years ago, I was the guy that was leading the panic train. Now Clemson's clout is a text to describe the word I'm looking for. Clemson's clout means they're going to have a seat at the table. And, you know, the Big Ten right now, I mean, looking at what they could do. Well, the Big Ten is top heavy, like most leagues, like the ACC is, like a lot of leagues right now. But Ohio State's going to have a seat at this table. And so is Clemson. And I don't know who else. Like, I can't sit here and tell you for sure it's going to be Florida State or Michigan because those teams are struggling right now. But Clemson and Ohio State's clout means they're still big boy. Anybody wants to play big boy football? Try to do it without those two, and I think you're sadly mistaken that you think it's going to work.
Yep, I'll leave you with one final thing, and I'll hang up and shut up.
That's right.
Yeah, I think two things that my concerns would be classified if we added Notre Dame to renegotiate our TV contract, and I think West Virginia, I think they'd be easy to add, and they would improve our product by adding a rivalry game to you know Pittsburgh, Virginia Tech, and UVA, and heck, I'd like to see them. We gotta avenge the Orange Bowl.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate the phone call.
Day.
Thank you for sure. My first call, if I'm Jim Phillips, the commissioner of the ACC, my first calls are to Texas and Oklahoma, and they've already done that. My second calls will be Notre Dame and West Virginia, and do that. Texter 8499 says, not worried about the playoff implications, worried about our ability to keep up financially. Well, two things there. obviously money's not the single biggest factor right now, because Texas makes so much more than anybody else, and A&M makes so much more than anybody else, and they're not winning anything. Now, you'd say eventually, well, that's going to work itself out, maybe. I don't know. I mean, look, the idea of Clemson, South Carolina competing with Austin, Texas in almost any facet is crazy. There's all the football players in the state of Texas, all the oil money in the state of Texas, all the history and tradition in Texas. Clemson in no way, shape, or form should be able to compete with Texas, except for this. Clemson's a much better football program right now. And so all this money that is, and it will be important at some point in time, you got to think about it, but if money was the biggest factor, then Texas wouldn't even be looking right now.
And this isn't the first time Texas has been throwing around money. They've been doing this forever, and they forever. Still can't win anything.
Can't win anything.
I mean, they're looking at leaving the Big 12 for supposedly greener pastures. What do they have, 3 conference titles in the Big 12?
Can't make the college football playoff and not really a factor going through coaches like water over there. I agree with what the caller's saying. I mean, what the Texans are saying here, and maybe it will turn out to be the case, but money is not the only answer out there. And it's not like Clemson's losing money on it. And now, it does mean for other sports at times. But look, if we're talking about what it should be, we're a small little place, small campus. Look at the enrollment sizes. Clemson has no business competing with Ohio State. Clemson has no business competing with Texas in those mega geographical areas, in those mega campuses with all that mega money. There's no way in the world should be competing against them. But with that said, they're doing it, and they're doing it at an unbelievable level right now. Now, that is right now. Future-wise, I get it. I can see a concern. No doubt about that. Mike and Seneca says, don't worry about South Carolina. Their board of trustees will keep messing up no matter how much money they get. And that appears to be the case. Look, Kentucky's got all the money in the world. Vanderbilt's got all the money in the world. They're making money. Vanderbilt makes more money athletic department than Clemson does. How's it working out for them? So I was just shocked to find out when we did the research the other day that there is not. Now, South Carolina didn't have a great history before or after. And Rutgers didn't have a great history before or after. And Maryland didn't have a great history before or after. So you can't, I'm not really counting, you know, seeing the huge differences in before and after. But on the other programs that are out there, the Colorados, the Utahs, West Virginia, Arkansas, Missouri. Missouri was better in the Big 12 or the Big 8, whatever it was. Missouri was better there than the SEC. More ranked seasons, more 10-win seasons. Higher ranked seasons, more bowl games, more bowl wins. They were better. And you thought there was, man, Missouri's going to come over to the SEC, and man, this is going to be a great move for them. Well, it just hadn't turned out to be the case. They did win 2 SEC East, and they got the hell beat out of them in the SEC Championship game. So it hadn't worked out for Missouri. It certainly hadn't worked out for Kentucky and South Carolina and Vanderbilt and Mississippi State and Ole Miss in the last 20 years. A lot to talk about. Now, let's talk about what the Big 12 is countering and what they're offering Texas and Oklahoma when you come back right after this.
Get 2 sausage and egg biscuits for just $4 at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hello, Medicare recipient and WCCP listener. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Questions that I receive a lot are, if I have a chronic health condition, or if I get extra help on my prescription drug cost, or if I have Medicare and Medicaid, or if I have relocated recently, or if I have just recently started my Part B late, or I am at least 65 and just now retiring from work, do I qualify for a special election period to make a plan change? The simple answer is yes. Please call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and I will be glad to assist you.
Summer is here, and it's time to shed that dad bod, get more energy, and perform like a stallion when it counts. Call Low Country Male today and get on a testosterone replacement plan. For just $210 a month, our team will have you feeling like a new man. Plans include testosterone labs and doctor visits. We offer ED, weight loss, peptides, and hair replacement. Want to get bigger, stronger, and last longer in the bedroom? Ask us about the amazing P-Shot. Come help us make men again. LowCountryMale.com.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
Let's talk about game changers. Priority One Security's SecureView 24 is a game changer. SecureView 24 uses intelligent video analytics integrated with your alarm system to stream live video to our central monitoring station during a burglar or home invasion. Call Priority One Security for SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
My grandpa's blood sugar was over 500, but the health care coaches came to his house and told him how to be healthy.
That's right. It dropped to normal in just 10 days, and I put down my cane.
Now he has more energy to play with me.
If you or your grandpa have symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, or IBS, take the health dare. Our coaching team will do all the work. Book your free consultation at idareme.com. That's idareme.com.
I dare you.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Hey y'all, this is your girl Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Friends at Elkmont want you to stop by and see them at either location, the Powdersville location, 153 across from Chick-fil-A. Also, the Clemson location is 93 and 123. Great stuff when you're talking about gifts and gift cards and birthday gifts. And we're in that summer month now. You get so many birthdays and so many anniversaries, you know, people get married this time of year. So Elkmont's a great place for all of that. It's the name brands that you know. It's the Coastals and the Ray-Bans. It's the On shoes. It's the Boggs bags. It's the, you know, the Birkenstocks. It's those name brands that you know and trust. And it's those brands that you feel so good about that everybody has. Not only that, there's stuff you get when you go in there and you learn more about it. And for instance, there's a couple of brands I didn't know anything about, but you go in, you see them. Hey, man, this is kind of interesting. The restaurant, still a great deal going on right now. Buy $100 in the store, or merchandise in the store, and they get a buy one, get one half off in their restaurant. I had some friends that went over for dinner the other night, and I know they had a good time, and I'll ask them about next time I see them. At Elkmont, a great phrase, you hadn't been to Clemson. If you hadn't been to Elkmont, you hadn't been to Clemson, go by and see them. It's Elkmont Trading Company. Two great locations, Powdersville and here in Clemson. The Big 12 had an interesting day yesterday. According to Dave Wilson of ESPN, the Big 12 Executive Committee met with presidents of Texas and Oklahoma Sunday amid speculation the two schools intend to part for the SEC. Texas's Jay Hartzell and Oklahoma's Joe Harrah's. By the way, no middle initials there. I can't believe we have two presidents that don't have any middle initials. They met via video conference with the committee, which included Big 12 chairman of the board of directors and Texas Tech president Lawrence Chovanec, Baylor president Linda Livingstone, and league commissioner Bob Bowlesby. The statement from Bowlesby says, quote, "The meeting was cordial, and the executive committee expressed willingness to discuss proposals that would strengthen the conference and be mutually beneficial to Oklahoma and Texas. I expect that we will continue our conversations in the next days ahead, and we look forward to discussing thoughts, ideas, and concepts that may be shared interest and impact," unquote. That was the statement. Big 12 sources told Heather Dennis of ESPN that they're still expecting Texas and Oklahoma to formally notify the league Monday that they don't intend to extend their existing media rights deals with the conference that will expire in June of 25. Oh, wow. That might be the first formal step in exiting conference. It also leaves the door open to the possibility that both remain in the Big 12 until the deal expires. It's possible the legal strategy once surmised that it would supersede the reality of the fractured relationships its bond causing within the league. Sources in the Big 12 continue to tell ESPN they're trying to understand exactly what Oklahoma and Texas are looking for. One Big 12 source told ESPN that their conference officials are anticipating that the SEC presidents and chancellors will eventually vote on whether to formally extend the invitation to Texas and Oklahoma. There's no current timetable for that vote, according to SEC source. The question is if the SEC would extend an invitation knowing the legal strategy of Texas and Oklahoma to stay through the duration of the contract and what those schools might choose to do. There's also a chance that Texas will shop itself to other conferences, leaving open the slim possibility that the SEC's is not their final destination. ESPN says the Big 12 officials originally held a call on Thursday without Texas and Oklahoma. Two schools would have given the Big 12 an 18-month notice before formally leaving. The Big 12 owns Texas and Oklahoma's first and second tier media rights for football and basketball until June 30th of 2025. The Big 12 will still hold those rights until then, even if the schools left for another conference. One of the things being discussed, John, is that they would both get a share and a half rather than just one share. That they'd make 50% more than the other schools off of their television rights. I think this is a huge mistake by the Big 12.
It's desperate.
It is desperate.
And is that going to be enough to keep Texas happy where they're getting the same as Oklahoma when they feel that they need more than everybody?
Texas.
That you're not going to go through this dance again with Texas.
Yes. Texas is a hard deal. But if I'm West Virginia, I don't want anything to do with giving them 50% more money. The numbers right now are about $40 million. And so they're going to get 60 and we get 40? Or they're going to take away from mine to give them 60?
Yeah, because there's not going to be just more money. It's going to be
less for you.
Exactly.
So I don't like that idea at all. And if I'm West Virginia, I do the old, I got to remind myself who said it, but I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. You can't give up all of that. How can you have a conference if two teams are making, you know, get more equity in it than anybody else? That's not a conference. So I don't like that idea. Now, that's pure desperation is the way to put it. Now, Texas is still exploring independence. Texas has enough of an ego and their own network that they feel like they can be Notre Dame and make the thing work. Scheduling, there's enough out there maybe as one more independent to have to, you know, face each other every single year. So maybe that works. I don't know this for a fact. Certain people are reporting this. The Big 12 has reached out. The ACC has reached out. The Big Ten has reached out. There's all kinds of theories out there. I don't know if anybody really knows. First of all, I think Texas and Oklahoma probably already know, and the SEC might know. But outside of that, they don't. So maybe this thing has gone down the road so far that we're just going through the formalities now and being nice.
Well, I think one more in there. I think ESPN knows.
ESPN is a major driver through all this.
I think ESPN knows. Because, I mean, how could they not know when last week media days, all of a sudden they had every possible scenario broken down once Texas A&M hit the podium?
Well, there's a lot of speculation on all those. And A&M certainly has a say. A&M has been lied to if they fill out Texas. Because what they were told is, and these new teams that are coming in, you'll be the only team in your state in the conference. And that changed for A&M. So A&M is meeting today. Their board of trustees are meeting today to decide what they do. And, you know, they might, one of the things on their table, on their plate was, hey, we're going to put up with this and we got lied to. Can you trust these people anymore? There's a lot of covering your own butts out there. And there's a lot of people trying to do the right things for themselves without this idea of what's best for everybody. And I think this is dangerous. And I don't, this is not my political statement because I don't want to get into that, but you can't kill the golden goose. And we need someone to have an idea of what's best for everybody. Because in this case, what's best for everybody is also what's best for you. You know, Texas yields a big stick in the Big 12 right now. If you're going to offer me a 1.5 shares when everybody else gets one, that's a big stick to yield. You're not going to have that stick in the SEC. And I just told you, on the field, I'm not sure how great it goes for Texas in this.
Money. You can't win in the Big 12. I don't see you all of a sudden just winning a lot in the SEC.
Not only that, but now all of a sudden my volleyball teams and my baseball teams and my soccer teams got to go all over the country now, even farther, and that's going to be even a bigger expense. And plus, I got to pay to get out of the Big 12 and all. I don't know, man. This isn't a no-brainer to me. We had a phone call from Norman, Oklahoma, saying the people aren't crazy about it. I don't want to have to travel to Florida for games. I don't want to go to Lexington, Kentucky for games. And I'm not sure that if I'm Georgia and I'm South Carolina, I want Alabama and Auburn in the East. Why do I want to bring two more powers over on my side of things? So, Independence is out there, ACC's out there, Big 12's out there, SEC's out there, Pac-12's out there. There's a lot going on. And where does everybody else go? And what happens to Notre Dame? What happens to West Virginia? What happens to Texas A&M? I don't think anybody truly knows. I think this is unfolding before our very eyes. Fascinating implications for what could happen, but a lot of guesses.
Do you think this would have gotten out last week if A&M had not gotten word from somebody?
Yeah, there's a lot of people think A&M leaked it out.
I think somebody called them and said, hey, y'all need to be aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
And, I mean, do you think that if somebody – because I firmly believe that A&M's the one who blew this or who put it out there.
Maybe. I don't discount that.
But and I don't disagree with them doing it.
Look, and there's part of this thing, too, that I don't know, man. You're entering relationships with people. You got to have a little trust in there. And I'm going to enter a relationship with somebody. If I'm Texas and Oklahoma, it's like this. If I'm Texas and Oklahoma, I'm thinking – man, they screwed A&M on this thing. Who said they aren't going to screw us?
Yeah.
You know, you got to think about this. I'm going to go start dating somebody who's cheating on their boyfriend. Well, guess what, pal? That might be you one day.
Yep, exactly.
If she cheated on him,
what makes you think that you're different? That you're so special that they won't do this to you?
That's right. So there's got to be a little bit of trust in this thing. And again, I want to do what's best for me. Part of what's best for me is a part of what's best for the collectivism of all these teams together, because you can't just have inter-squad games every week. You got to play, be able to play somebody. Can't have orange and white games and G-Day games and spring games. Everything. You got to go play other people. And they got to have stadiums and money and all this stuff, too. So you got to have a little bit in there. Let me get Deadhead Tiger in the Great North. Good morning, Deadhead Tiger. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mickey, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, remind everybody, where exactly did y'all relocate?
We are in beautiful Boyne City, Michigan, up in northern Michigan, just about 20 miles north of the 45th parallel, which is halfway to the North Pole.
All right, Boeing City?
Boeing, B-O-Y-N-E.
B-O-Y-N-E. I'm going to look it up and see exactly where you guys are now. Boeing City, Michigan. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
You told me weather's good there, a little cooler at night, and nice. I imagine summers are great.
Yeah, weather's beautiful up here.
Awesome.
It's, gets up into the mid-80s during the day, gets down in the low 60s at night, and very tolerable.
Great. So, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was just curious, wanted to call in and throw a kind of far, like a 20-year vision out there and see what you guys' thoughts are. Is at what point with the onset and dominance of streaming as far as media outlets go, at what point, who's going to be the first university to just back out of conferences and back out of TV contracts altogether and say, we've got a strong enough media department that we are going to provide our own streaming platform and essentially have subscriptions to our streaming platform or offer a pay-per-view option?
You're seeing that already a little bit with your Olympic sports and, you know, baseball's always on these kind of things now. That's still done through a conference type deal and through the ESPN type deals. One thing that's happening is as streaming becomes more available and becomes your bandwidth and all that becomes more available, that this is what's driving it right now. But now you got to have some sort of catalyst there, but you're right. Look, if you have talent and you have resources and you have the ability to do it, it's not easy to do, but you know, why, if we're really truly about what's best for you, then I think you're on board with this thing. Is that if it's best for me, then why would I share anything with anybody else? Right now, you're still doing revenue sharing within your own conference. And right now, those conferences are still doing revenue sharing among each other, all the other conferences. And right now, in football, you know, the group of five gets part of the Power Five. And in basketball, everybody gets in on the NCAA type stuff, NCAA basketball tournament and all that. But at some point in time, if it's only about me, then why would I share anything with anybody? I was going to get what's best for me and do mine.
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, that's been the evolution within standard mainstream media. Is
yeah.
You've always had these networks that distribute through different outlets, and then it was all kind of centralized through cable.
Yeah.
And then now they've expanded back out to, you know, you pretty much every network has its own pay-for-play streaming app that
right.
they get everything.
How you monetize all that is a key, and all that is changing. You know, in the last round we went through, it was about television sets. Remember the cable networks and how many households you had in your state, and those new deals. That was something that we were told, and now it's a different deal. Now it's about streaming and the power of streaming and what your streaming looks like. But how do you monetize that? I think all those are still, we're still trying to figure all that out. And who's going to be doing it? I mean, right now we're talking about Google and Amazon and Hulu and Netflix and all these people getting involved with who gets rights on all this. It's not just the net television networks anymore.
Yeah, correct. And that's, I think the real person who should be, or the real party that should be worried and concerned and scared in the situation is ESPN, because 20 years from now, they're going to be the dinosaur.
Hard to believe. They protected themselves so far. But hard to believe that could be the case. But look, it is. And in sports, there are no guarantees that anybody's going to be around. I mean, who would have thought that some of the dynasties and some of the media, who would have thought that Sports Illustrated wouldn't have been big 20 years ago? Or the Southern Cal football. Or, I mean, you look all around and these big, huge powerhouses in all aspects of it are gone. Boxing, I talk about that all the time. Like, man, who knows 20 years from now what this might look like? Great points.
Yeah. That's right, and we're all Chicken Little. I mean, if you look back through the history of college sports, I mean, and everybody's got the syndrome of, well, back in the day, and it was always consistent, and this and that. It's never been consistent. If you look back through conference alignments, look back through the history of conferences, every 20 years it shakes, and it's the tree shaking, that's all.
Well, you feel better if you're Clemson now than you did 20 years ago. I would be worried. I'm not worried now. Clemson will have enough clout to have a seat at the table, so I feel better about that now. Now, 20 years ago, I was in Panic City, buddy.
Yeah, I understand. But, yeah, it is what it is. It'll work.
I hope. Hey, great to hear from you. Always love getting your text and everything, and be careful up there in the Great North.
Hey, I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Right,
thanks,
you
guys.
Too. It's a beautiful place up there, man. I'm looking right now. He's way north of Toronto, like way north of Detroit. He's even with like Montreal, man. He's gonna have some harsh winters, but
yeah, the weather sounds good now. Give us a call back in December, or January. Yeah. Let us know how it is then.
On Lake, is it Charlevoix? Anyway, short break. We'll come back. Mike on hold. Hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com. The Craft Stove Store and Patio annual 4th of July sale is now in progress, and we are paying the sales tax on everything we sell. That's right. You get annual sale prices on everything we sell, and we pay the sales tax. Outdoor furniture is sale priced, and we pay the sales tax. Gas logs, wood stoves, gas stoves. That's right. Everything we sell, gas grills, big green eggs, sale priced, and no sales tax. Craft Stove Store and Patio, Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
If you have been arrested for DUI or any other criminal offense, you may be facing significant consequences and probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. Do you feel like nobody understands what you're going through? Clemson's local attorney, Nick Lavery, is here to represent you and help get you through this tough time. Call today to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. And online at theclemsonduiattorney.com.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
I'm Peg. I'm a senior trust officer, but also a gardener and listener.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Peg or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and may lose value. Parknationalbank.com.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The weather is hot and the deals at Bennett Equipment are even hotter. Bennett rents and sells Talk Uchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders. And now has Talk Uchi attachments for track loaders and excavators. With the Talk Uchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or visit BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Talk Uchi, two names you can trust. And remember, when you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Folks, summer is here, and there's no better way to kick off summer than a trip to Elkmont, featuring outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from great brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, On Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses, Eno Hammocks, Innova Disc Golf, Wilderness System Kayaks, Boat Boards, and so much more. Elkmont has the brands you love. And when you spend $100 at Elkmont, you get a buy one, get one half off deal at Elkmont's Tap Room. Where else can you have a great meal, quench your thirst with a cold craft beer, and shop for anything from kayaks and lifestyle clothing to home goods and jewelry? With two convenient locations to serve you, why not stop by? Located in Powdersville next to Dunkin' Donuts on Highway 153, and in Clemson at 93 exit on Highway 123. And remember, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. Go Tigers!
At Lowe's, we know your home is an expression of you, and we see you walking down these aisles of possibility, running your finger on that marble top Allen and Roth vanity, regularly $5.99, but now $3.49, and finding that perfect rattan pendant at an everyday low price of $99.98. In our showrooms of style, you'll find whatever you're into at a price you'll really get into. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see associate or Lowe's.com for details. Valid through 8/29/21, U.S. only.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding
shotgun. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Harbin Lumber is a full-service lumber yard. Don't get in touch with them if you want delays and partial orders and issues. you don't want the best products, best price, don't get in touch with them. But if you want all that, they can handle it for you. Every single delivery in time, on full, every single time, to the point where their upper management at times will have to put it in their own trucks to take it over there as well. But you're not going to get partial. You're not going to get delays. Even in a crazy world that we live in right now with our supply chain and how that works out. So think about our great friends over at Harbin Lumber. Since 1917, full-service lumber yard, interior products, exterior products, the installed services, let them take care of you. Harbin Lumber. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, you can love harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053. I learned something on the 1,500-meter freestyle that the judges, when they make sure they touch the wall every time, I don't know why you wouldn't want to touch the wall because you got to push off, but the judges ring their own individual bells for the bell lap, for the final lap.
Really?
Yeah, it's not one because you're so far behind, you could be a whole lap down. So when you make your turn, they take like a cowbell and they ring it right there over top of your head. I didn't know that before.
You learn something new every day.
You do, for sure. Let me get Mike and Anderson on a Reaction Monday. Vibe Broadband phone line, 654-ROAR. Hey, Mike, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing well, Mickey. Thanks a lot for getting me in. Had a question for you. It's a Taj Boyd question. Last Monday, and I know you had the media days and everything last week, couldn't take that many calls. You and Ben were talking about Taj Boyd, and I think it's about he's on the coaching staff now and all of that stuff. And it got me to thinking about Taj Boyd. I'm a Social Security age guy. I've been a Tiger fan since probably I was 10 years old. And Taj Boyd, no disrespect to Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence. I know they're considered the two greatest to ever play. I would put Taj Boyd right up there with both of them. I think probably if he'd had the parts, all the parts that go into a national championship, he would have won a national championship also. But my question about Taj is this. Taj Boyd was tough as nails. Go back and watch the LSU game. That's all you got to know. If they don't win that game, maybe we're not where we are now. But as good as Taj was at Death Valley in college, he had a strong arm, he wasn't a John Elway arm, but he had a strong arm, not as strong as Trevor's or Deshaun's maybe, but a good arm. He was tough as nails. He was a good leader. His teammates rallied around him. Why did Taj Boyd, and it doesn't matter, but I've always been curious, why did Taj not make it in the pros, at least for, you know, four or five years, maybe not a starter, but a good backup? Why didn't he make it? Was his skill set, it didn't suit the pros? Or I just never understood that, and I know you know him, and I wondered what your thoughts were on that, and would like to get a comment if I could. Thank you a lot, Mickey, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. I think Taj is like a lot of quarterbacks out there in that I'm not sure, you know, talent-wise, ability-wise, height-wise, all this, I'm not sure the NFL model that he was going to be a long-time NFL starter. But I do think that my guess would have been for Taj that he would have been, you know, hanging around the league for 4, 5, 6 years as a backup kind of guy. And I would have thought that would have worked out better. But with those backups, it has to be in the right system. And one of the problems that he had was he spent so much time in that Steelers system trying to make that club. And as a result, the Steelers designed everything around Ben Roethlisberger, rightfully so. But Taj is a different quarterback than Roethlisberger, and his skill set didn't suit that. You know, we talk about all the time, even in recruiting, that you have to go to the right system. And you got to be a fit in their system. And Taj was not that fit. And I don't know who or where it would have worked, but somehow, some way, you can't tell me that Taj couldn't have been better off than some of the other backups that were out there.
And I think, too, that I think he was just a little bit too early with the way that NFL offenses have evolved in the last few years with the addition to the RPO game, the more rolling out, you know, doing a lot of things that Taj Boyd did so great here at Clemson. And I think now he would have a better shot.
Yeah.
And I do agree with you. You're 100% correct on the Steelers, that they design everything specifically for Big Ben and don't think about the backups at all.
Well, and a lot of teams are doing that.
Yeah.
A lot of teams, you do that for your guy, but you got to draft for that as well, and you have to free agent sign for that as well. So the next guy, Tosh is just different style there. I remember talking to Tosh how frustrated he was that, like, they didn't all their checks and their reads, like, he didn't get what Ben got. But Ben was a guy, and you don't blame the Steelers. The Steelers did the right thing for them with all that. It was not a fit for him, and he tried. I think Jets were one of his other teams.
The Jets were the team that drafted him.
Right, and it didn't work out for them. It's got to be a fit. They've got to be the right time, right place. You know, Tosh was a really, really, really good quarterback. I'm not sure, even in the best systems, I'm not sure he'd have been a starter in the NFL. But there's no way you can tell me that he couldn't have hung around the league a little bit longer had he got with the right people in the right time. But that's the case for a lot of people. I mean, JT Daniels is a Heisman Trophy candidate at Georgia, and he got beat out at Southern Cal. So it's got to be the right situation. I mean, obviously, Joe Burrow did not work at Ohio State, but it worked at LSU. You had to have an opportunity. And with Ben Roethlisberger and the system that they had at Pittsburgh, where I think that was the last place he was at, it wasn't the opportunity. It didn't work out for him. But can't tell me he was not as good or better than some of the backups at some of the places. So, like a lot of people, time and place, man. Time and place. Let me get to a couple of texts here. Texter 9452 said, I've been saying for a long time, but we have forgotten that college football is a brand, and the brand is college football. It's the product, not the individual teams or individual conferences, not the individual players, but college football. And I agree with that. We do have the have and the have-nots. I get that. But one of the things that we have moved towards with all the other things going on in our supposedly very busy world and our shorter attention spans and all the other medias and streamings and movies and televisions and families and all this stuff is we have gone to a super elite, hyper super elite attention to the Alabamas and the Ohio States and the Clemsons and Oklahomas, and maybe it's the playoffs that kind of led to that. Dabo made a statement last week, you know, now going to the Citrus Bowl is not a big deal anymore. Now being ranked 15th in the country is not a big deal anymore, where at one point in time it was. We've become hyper-focused on the elite of the elite. And part of that is that you're competing against so much that I don't have time to spend watching, well, I do, but a lot of you out there don't watch NC State Wake Forest play football anymore. A lot of you don't watch Iowa State or Texas Tech and Kansas State play football anymore. That you only care about Alabama and LSU and Oklahoma and Clemson and Georgia. And we've gotten this hyper-focused elite deal there. With that said, you still have to have somebody to play against. But this concept of the have and the have-nots, that idea is getting wider. That gap's getting wider. Even in the almighty SEC, all right, as good as this power SEC is, you realize that last year, up until the national championship game, that Alabama played one game where there's a single-digit line. They played one game. They were a 5-point favorite against Georgia. The previous year, they played two games since it was a single digit. The year before that, there were no games in the regular season that were single digit games. Before that, there were two. In the last 3 years, there's been three regular season games. And even championship games. Alabama was a 17-point favorite against Florida last year in the SEC championship game. The haves have pulled away from the have-nots. And Florida's not a have-not. Florida was ranked 11th in the country. Florida was the SEC East champion. Florida was a 17-point underdog to Alabama last year. Clemson had a 5-point spread against Notre Dame in the regular season. That's the first time since the NC State game of 2017 that is a single-digit game. Clemson has had one regular season game the last 3 years in which it was a single-digit line in the game. The haves have pulled away from the have-nots. And while I do believe in all that, that's not great for the sport. And my team's a have right now. Ohio State, in the last 3 years, have played three games in which there's a single-digit spread in the regular season. Three games! You can't tell me that it's about the collective when, man, you've got just the bigger gaps all over the place. My friends at Trail want to build your next building. They want to talk to you, sit down about it. My wife and I talked about architects last night. We were talking about builders last night and contractors last night, how it all works, and a single source of one company, one point person, one design, making it work. That's what we're talking about at Trail. And one person means one point person, one company, one contract. That means no delays and no changes, and that means no major cost increase, no change orders. Had one of the big field superintendents over tell me that in 13 years they've had 15 change orders. TRETL.com 800-319-319.